the last time I interviewed you, it was 3 years ago.
It was in the morning?
In the morning show, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I asked you a question, what hurts the most? Do you remember what you answered?
Hangover?
Probably.
Maybe.
You said Manchester United losing.
Did I?
Is that what he said?
No, no, you said vodka.
Vodka hurts the most.
Yeah, although, yeah. It does hurt, but we got more used to it these days.
Probably hurts the least out of them all, yeah. Vodka.
So if vodka doesn't hurt the most right now, what hurts the most?
What hurts the most right now? One of our techs has got a bad tooth, got a root canal that's gone wrong, and he's in so much pain, and that makes me feel sad.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
No,
he's in so much pain. So he's like, all his face is all swollen. So
there was a time we were in Japan playing a show, and I had a problem with one of my teeth, and I had to go home from Japan, which took 13 hours, and I've never experienced pain like it. And when I looked up how the pain level of what I had, it was similar to pregnancy.
There you
in
go.
In terms of pain, so I've there experienced the pain of pregnancy in many ways.
Well, you still need to experience the pain of giving birth.
Yeah, being pregnant probably doesn't hurt so much.
Yeah, okay. You know what I mean, giving birth. But I can be empathetic towards women now because I've experienced the pain.
The reason why we're here today is because of the coolest My Little Ponies I've ever seen, given to you by our Finnish friend Mari. How do you feel when you look at yourselves as ponies?
They're fantastic. They're so, so good. When we talked about them in the summer, we had no idea they'd look so fantastic. They're really, there's a lot of effort, and it's a very, very nice, very sweet thing to have done. I think it's very, very cool. And probably the best gift we've ever been given.
Yeah, I admire the detail of it. So our music is very detailed, and these are like the most detailed. Even like, where did you even get these little things from? where did you find these? The level of detail makes it so, you know, the effort that's gone into it makes it more sort of, more valuable to us.
Yeah.
Are you jealous now that you don't have a golden horn?
Golden horn. I asked for a golden horn though.
Yeah?
Yeah, listen, I've got my own features. I've got lovely blue eyes.
Yeah.
And
don't need a horn at the end of the
day. I've got braces.
Yeah.
In a way I'm cooler.
Yeah.
In pony form.
In pony form.
But he has got a horn, so maybe that gives him the edge.
No, do you know what, it just makes us different, the horn.
Yeah.
But the last time we talked it was 3 years ago, as I said earlier, you played in a really small club.
YK,
yeah. It took in like maybe 300 people.
Yeah.
And tonight you're playing at Ice Hall.
Yeah.
Looking back on this time, how does it feel?
You know what? We were just, as we were driving up here, we were just talking about that show at YK Club. And that was one of the first shows we did outside of Britain. And it was one of the first times that we had been anywhere different and played our music. And at the time, that concert was one of the best we'd ever done. It was so loud. It was only 300 people, wasn't it? But it was so loud, and it made us really fall in love with being here. And the amount of times we've been back and the amount of things we've done here is all because of... all started from that one moment. And it's a place we love so much, and we've got no bad memory of being here at all. Nothing... it's only good things have happened to us in Finland.
Yeah, the growth of the band as well can be really summed up in Finland, because we played this little show, like you mentioned, 300 people, but then we played weekend festivals where we played like big festival slots.
Yeah.
We've done every type of venue, and it's been really nice to keep coming back and keep playing bigger places, you know, and this obviously culminates in this one.
I put on Facebook and Twitter notification that I'm going to interview you, and I said to the fans of our radio station and to the fans of you that they can ask any question they want. And Nina wants to know, what is the most unusual thing you have gotten to know about Finland or have seen in Finland? Since you don't have any bad memories, what is the most unusual one?
That's a good question. Well, I guess we got to see when we've done Ruis Rock the two times. We've got to see firsthand how it doesn't really get dark, because you always hear about the fact that it doesn't get dark when you live in Britain. It's like, oh, Finland doesn't get dark as well. It's dark all winter. And when we did Ruis Rock, we actually saw that it was light the whole time, and it got dark for about what, 30 minutes, an hour or something. So we've learned. Do you know what? We've learned a lot about it has a place by spending so much time. We've met so many people, and we've met a lot of friends here as well, which is really good. And so to keep coming back, we keep learning.
For sure. Also unexpected was the tolerance that females have for alcohol. Because I couldn't believe, when we first came here, on that night when we played to 300 people,
yeah,
we were sat with just the label people, and I swear to God, one of them drank like 9 pints of cider.
Yeah.
And if an English girl drank 9 pints of cider, all sorts of carnage would happen. But yet she just held herself together perfectly. It wasn't. She held herself together, and then, you know, she went home as if there was no problem, and I admired that tolerance for it, that sort of calm, but, you know, excessive drinking.
Yeah, I think British people are the only people that can admire Finnish drinking habits. Let's go back to the dolls. What could be the next Hertz toy?
An action man. I thought about making Hertz action men once, but...
No, Ken dolls.
Maybe a Ken doll, yeah. Action man, though, you could put it in a boat. It could be like a spy. It'd be like James Bond. In fact, you could probably buy a James Bond action man and it would double up as a Hertz action man.
I think you'd make a good Ken doll, to be honest.
Ken doll.
I'll be honest with you.
Lego. Hertz Lego. Yeah. Just black and white bricks. Black and white Lego bricks.
I noticed that you have some new merchandise, like Hertz tights.
Yes.
Are there any plans for other crazy merchandise? Can you wear yourself to look like Hertz?
We've got lots of different ideas. We've got some... We just set up a shop, for online shop, for the first time, which has been a long time coming, but we've only just got round to it, and we're going to just keep trying to think of interesting things. There'll be tights was just the first strange idea we had, but it's... I think they look cool.
And I noticed that the word Hertz is really high up the tights. So are you looking forward to girls wearing miniskirts?
No, it's just for... It's like a private thing for people to see themselves.
Ah.
It's very subtle.
This is gonna hurt. Okay, last question. Your gig is in a few hours. How are you getting ready for tonight?
We're just so excited. We've not done a... We had a week off. We did some shows in Britain last week, and we're just so excited. We last time we played here, it was a moment we remember still forever. And I think tonight's going to be our show's got bigger, and we've put together a live show that is, we think, is bigger and better than anyone we've done before. So hopefully tonight's going to be very special.
And you've been to Finland many times. What are you gonna do in our country this time around?
I'm gonna go out and drink alcohol.
Same thing we always do.
Same thing we do.
Saturday night in Helsinki. It can only be brilliant.
You can't not go out in Helsinki on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
Look forward for tomorrow.